Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, a week or so ago, the Supreme Court handed down a ruling called West Virginia versus EPA. And at the time, you and I discussed that ruling, and I said that that would have a more profound effect on our country in a positive way by reining in the bureaucracy of the federal government, which abuses its power that's given to it in the Constitution. Well, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's now Secretary of Transportation, is ignoring that ruling, and he's trying to implement a program. And I'm going to just quote here from the Wall Street Journal just very quickly. Now the Federal Highway Administration wants to make this abuse authority on the road. It cites an obscure provision in a federal law that authorizes it to set national performance goals for the national highway system. And so then it's taking this to an extreme level, which is exactly what the EPA had done. And so this will be struck down. Probably it'll be struck down by the first court that it goes to, which is a good thing, because I believe that ruling, the West Virginia versus EPA, was written in a very clear fashion so that judges must adhere to the Constitution. But this raises a question that I've been bringing up for over a year, and that is that when public officials abuse their power, and I mean abuse it, should there be accountability for them individually? And I still raise that question because public officials, the police officer who put his knee on the neck of George Floyd, resulting in George Floyd's death, is in prison because he abused the authority of a police officer. My question is, can a government bureaucrat who is creating tens of millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions, perhaps even billions of dollars of cost to average people, is there any accountability when they break the law? And we have the Supreme Court ruling, and we now see this kind of throughout the Biden administration, is that when the courts rule in a way that is contrary to the goals of the Biden administration, they just simply ignore the court ruling and proceed as if it didn't happen. And we will have to come up with a way of holding officials accountable who ignore the law and then try to impose their will on the people and cost millions or billions of dollars. And so we're going to have to do something, and we'll see what that is.